Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
This thread on tariffs. I remember covering your presidential campaign in 2016, and you were a skeptic of tariffs then. I know the politics around tariffs have changed. President-elect Trump has done that. But have the economics changed?
Well, I'll tell you what hasn't changed is the importance of leverage. And I got to say, you look at the threat of tariffs against Mexico and Canada immediately has produced action. We've seen the president of Mexico stand up and promise that she is going to work hand in hand with the president of the United States, President Trump, to secure the border.
This is a very interesting developing story where you have, of course, Ted Cruz there talking with Face the Nation. Major Garrett was filling in for Marjorie Brennan and talking about the tariffs and the impact that it can have, you know, China, but mostly Canada and Mexico. What I have found very interesting about this particular story is the way it's been presented in the news. It's been presented as Trump is going to impose these tariffs and your life is going to suck because you're going to have to pay extra for your avocados and your cars and whatever. Okay, all of your stuff. You're going to have to pay extra for your stuff. And they're going to retaliate and it's going to be a trade war and it's going to be ugly. And of course, now there has been a subsequent development with the so-called BRIC nations, with them talking about developing an alternate currency. This is Brazil, Russia, India, China, and some others, including South Africa, Egypt, the UAE, Ethiopia, and Iran, and you know the possibility that they would move away from the dollar, and Trump has threatened a 100% tariff against any of them for creating an alternate system that would devalue or de-emphasize the dollar. That's its own separate question. We'll talk about that maybe in a second. But getting back to the issue of particularly Mexico and Canada, the way this has been presented, I think if you ask the average person who's been watching the news, they've heard that Trump is going to impose a tariff on Canadian and Mexican goods, and it's going to be really bad for American consumers because we're going to have to pay more for things, which, you know, we would have used to call that inflation. It's not inflation technically, but it, you know, it's a price increase on things we import from them. And so your avocado on toast is going to be expensive and other things as well. Even the headline on the BBC, Trump vows tariffs on Mexico, Canada, and China on day one. Well, that's false. I mean, he didn't vow tariffs. He threatened tariffs. And in threatening tariffs, you have to ask the question, well, if it's a threat, then it's an either or. And if tariffs are the or, what's the either? Well, he said in his Truth Social posts, as everyone is aware, thousands of people are pouring through Mexico and Canada, bringing crime and drugs at levels never seen before. Right now, a caravan coming from Mexico, composed of thousands of people, seems to be unstoppable in its quest to come through our currently open border. On January 20th, as one of my many first executive orders, I will sign all necessary documents to charge Mexico and Canada 25% tariff on all products coming into the United States and its ridiculous open borders. This tariff will remain in effect until such time as drugs, in particular fentanyl, and all illegal aliens stop this invasion of our country. Both Mexico and Canada have the absolute right and power to easily solve this long-simmering problem. We hereby demand that they use this power, and until such time that they do, it is time for them to pay a very big price. What did you hear him say? I mean, okay. Yes, technically he says he's going to put the tariff on. But what is Trump? He's a negotiator. He's a dealer. He's a threatener. That's what he does. I want this. I'm going to threaten that. You give me this, we're all good. So, because it's not the first time I've ever listened to President Trump, I interpret him as saying, if you guys fix your border problems, there won't be any tariffs. And if we do impose tariffs and you fix your border problems, we'll take off the tariffs. That's the either or. It's not just an or. And so what's been amazing to me is watching the coverage of this, and I appreciate Ted Cruz not falling for this trap, the coverage has been that everything is going to go up in price because these tariffs are going to go into place and that's going to be bad for us. If they go into place, because there's at least two big ifs. If number one is if they do nothing, will Trump do it? Because sometimes Trump doesn't follow through. Now, sometimes he does. Okay, he creates a credible deterrent threat by following through. Okay, so that's a low threshold if. That's an if that's probably satisfied. But the second if is the much more serious one is, well, what if Canada and Mexico make serious strides at controlling their own border and, you know, controlling the flow of illegal immigrants and drugs and trafficking and stolen, you know, knockoff goods into our country? Well, he doesn't put on the tariffs. Why are we assuming that they won't participate? Why are we assuming that it won't work? Why not instead imagine, you know, what could actually happen if this threat functions effectively? You know, kind of status quoers think that this is outrageous and it's going to increase the price of everything. Trump thinks he can scare Mexico and Canada enough to make it worth their while to solve the problem that their neglect has created and permitted. It's only a problem if it doesn't work. It's like telling, you know, the world that if Putin wants to invade a NATO state that hasn't paid their defense, you know, their percentage that goes into defense, then, you know, he's going to let Putin take him over. It doesn't mean he let Putin take him over, which amazingly was lied about again and again. It's if they don't pay their defense. And if they do pay their defense, guess what? All good. And guess what NATO started doing? Paying their defense. I mean, it worked. And we avoided the problem. As a non-Trumper, okay, as an often anti-Trumper, not a never-Trumper, but a critic, this is exactly what Trump was elected to accomplish. He was elected to fix the border problem. He was elected to find a way to leverage and change the calculus to undo a terrible status quo problem enabled by media whose first comment on an actual solution is how high prices will go if it fails, rather than how much safer and better our country would be if it actually worked. I mean, I've seen zero stories analyzing the beneficial effect of what would happen if Canada and Mexico actually avoided the tariffs. And we have a pattern. They did this before with Remain in Mexico, right? We'll come back to, you know, Ted Cruz's comments on this in a second, but just, it's like they can't help but lie about him. It's weird. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents to let you know about right now, but we're still dealing with that malfunctioning light at University Parkway and East 9 Mile Road. Again, the left turn signal is not working properly, so just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Back to Ted Cruz on Face the Nation.
Are you representing Texas? We've seen 4 years of an invasion at our southern border. And let me ask you, Major, why hasn't Joe Biden done this? Why hasn't Joe Biden actually stood up and used leverage to secure the border? And the reason is Joe Biden and the Democrats wanted this invasion to happen. And I got to say, this is a promise that I believe President Trump is going to deliver on and deliver quickly. We are going to secure the border. This is about using leverage to get Mexico and Canada to cooperate.
Well, I'll tell you, I am a very charitable person, and I want to be able to say that it was something other than actually wanting an illegal immigrant invasion that Biden lifted, for example, Stand Mexico and other policies. It's as charitable as I am, I don't even know how you see clear to that conclusion. The actions speak so loudly that you can't draw the other conclusion.
So when you think about tariffs and President-elect Trump, you don't take them seriously as an economic matter. You take them seriously only as a diplomatic lever.
Well, look, I think the president was explicit with Mexico and Canada. He said he will impose these tariffs unless they secure the border. It
exactly.
was explicitly leverage. And by the way, that is the same way that President Trump negotiated the Remain in Mexico agreement.
That's how he got it in the first place.
If you remember during his first term, President Trump threatened tariffs against Mexico, and AMLO, then the president of Mexico, he was incredibly scared and concerned. He was scared of Trump, and he ended up signing the Remain in Mexico agreement, which produced the lowest rate of illegal immigration in 45 years. It was incredibly successful. What did Joe Biden and the Democrats do when they came in? The very first week in office, they ripped up that incredibly successful international agreement. I expect we will once again enter into Remain in Mexico.
One thing he said was not correct. It was not the very first week. It was like the third week. It was February. But right. We got this good deal accomplished through good use of leverage. And the Biden administration said, no, we're not going to keep doing that anymore. They can go ahead and come here while they're waiting their case being processed. That's unbelievable. Unbelievable. And so, yet again, Trump is in power, and at least for 4 years, having the ability to maybe make a difference through leverage, threats, coercion, do your job or else. And by the way, this is one of those, like, the whole issue of the border is one that I just think a lot of people on the other side don't even grasp. Because they live in New York, they live in D.C., they live in Illinois, in Chicago, And I'm befuddled by the Californians who don't get this. I really am. But also in California, maybe it's Northern California. You know, the capital's north and, you know, San Francisco's north. And, you know, maybe folks in L.A. get this better. But they don't get this. It's weird because they haven't had to suffer the consequences of it. You know, it's easy for people living in isolated regions of the country like D.C. and New York, which is part of why we sent the flights to these places. Like, hey, this is what it's like. You know, pay attention. But in Texas, he had such a devastating analysis of the election and the importance of this issue to the country.
And South Texas, the Rio Grande Valley, has literally spent over 100 years as a bright blue Democrat bastion. This cycle, South Texas flipped Republican. And it is amazing what having 12 million people invade your home can do to change people's voting behavior. I think the president has a mandate to deliver on securing the border. And I look forward to working hand in hand with him to deliver on that promise.
Kamala Harris was the poster girl for the failure of the border. The Democrats in the campaign and throughout the analysis, they ignored it as an issue. They thought it was a fringe issue that nobody cared about. And it turns out Republicans were serious and moderates were serious and people along the border were serious, and it won the country for Trump. I mean, there's other parts of this analysis, but that much is clear. So Trump taking action is the mandate that he got. And it worked before. Why can't it work again? 620. And so, again, are Mexico and Canada going to just jack up the, you know, or they don't jack up, but, you know, are we going to have to impose these tariffs? And is this going to wind up in a retaliatory trade war? I think not. Well, time will tell. I mean, Justin Trudeau, of all things, went to Mar-a-Lago to meet with Trump, right? He talked with the president of Mexico and said that she's agreed to some things. So we'll see. Before he's even the president. We'll see. Let it work. See what happens. 621 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. If you're thinking about that next home or a home, maybe the first time. You know, first time home buying is a scary thing. It's a big deal. I mean, it's a big commitment. It's trying to figure out what's the right house. What can you afford? You always want a little bit more than you can really afford. You know, how do you arrange financing? Oh, man, especially in this market, first time, it can seem like a very expensive thing. And, you know, you just don't know your way around the territory if you haven't done it before. If you haven't gone through buying a house, it's frightening. It's good to have somebody on your side that really knows. It's good to have somebody on your side that doesn't treat you like you're dumb for asking questions about it being your first time. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. Like, she understands this. She loves working with first-time buyers because she knows it's a chance for her to really help, to really bridge the knowledge gap, to help you understand what's normal, to, you know, assuage your fears, and then get you all the way through to closing in a situation it's exciting, but it's frightening all at the same time, right? Give her a call. Find out what she might be able to do for you. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
This holiday season, you can give the gift of hope, stability, and a brighter future. Pensacola Habitat for Humanity is creating lasting change by providing affordable home ownership opportunities right here in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. Together, they can change lives for generations to come. Your end-of-the-year gift not only builds homes, it builds hope. And with tax season approaching, it's a gift that gives back to you, too. Visit PensacolaHabitat.org and give today, because everyone deserves a place to call home.
Are you a business owner? Do you love sports? I bet your audience does, too. What if I told you we could help you reach your audience while they're at a sporting event? Let ADX Digital help you connect to your audience. Call 850-262-6000 and build a digital campaign with us today. ADX Digital is locally owned and part of the ADX Communications family, inclusive of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10, before WEAR-TV News, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Spanning the globe to bring you the constant variety of sport, the thrill of victory, and the agony of defeat.
What's the video for the agony of defeat, John? You can picture it. You can picture it. Come on, it's there.
I can see it, but...
It's the ski jumper. The ski jumper crashing off the end of the jump and looks brutal. Horribly bad, yeah. Oh, man. You know, it's kind of funny. I was just watching this video of... it's like a parent playing Carpet Monster, you know, underneath the big blanket, and then having the kids lined up down the hallway and then, you know, scaring the kids, which they're squealing in delight, and then, mm-hmm. you know, attacking them and taking them in underneath the covers or whatever. And I think, oh, that is a cool 20-second video. But what do you do for the other 7 hours and 59 minutes and 50 seconds of the 8-hour shift? Like, you know, parenting is not the 20-second effort, right? I mean, that's fun. That's fun. Parenting is the other 8 hours, 20 hours, 50 hours, 10 years, 20 years. You know, the rest of it. It's kind of like whenever I'm watching a movie and they have a, you know, some scene involving education, it's always the teacher makes some pithy point and the student asks some question, the teacher gives a response, and it's like a 40-second interaction total. And then the bell rings. I'm like, but the class is like 90 minutes. You know, and it's never like that.
No,
I taught for 10 years. It's never like that. I really do believe that TV lies about everything it depicts. Everything it depicts. You can start, think about the, you know, I ask the cop question to Mike Wood every week. Why? Because TV gets everything wrong about being a cop, about being a lawyer, about being a doctor, about being a teacher, about anything. They get wrong everything about everything. All right, I'm done. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now, but if you're traveling on 9th Avenue between Cervantes and Gregory Street, we're seeing some major backup. That's southbound, some major backup in that area, so just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, Donald Trump chiming in on President Biden's decision to pardon Hunter Biden on Sunday. In a Truth Social post, Trump asked if the pardon would include the, quote, January 6th hostages who've now been imprisoned for years. World Central Kitchen pausing operations in Gaza after an Israeli attack on one of their vehicles killed several workers. The D.C.-based organization announced on Sunday it was still gathering details after the airstrike. And Australia has passed a ban on social media for kids under 16. Last Thursday, the country's Senate overwhelmingly voted to pass the ban. They say it will take about a year to go into effect. It would see companies fined up to $50 million Australian dollars if they don't prevent children from having accounts.
So 53 cents. Okay. No.
Something like that.
No,
yeah.
The dollars were more than that from Australia. This is another example of the companies can comply. Right, the companies can show they're taking appropriate steps to control age, and then they can avoid the fines. Whether they will or not remains to be seen. Whether children will find workarounds through, you know, virtual private networks or whatever, you know, will they be willing to do that? Will it work on their phone? Like, there's a lot of questions, but I've said it before. I'll say it again. I'm excited somebody's trying.
Yes,
we let our kids dispense their own heroin, and we ought to try to stop it.
I wish we could ban it for adults too.
Would the world be worse without social media?
No.
I mean, look, I like social media only for two things. I use it for news sources, and I like to use it to produce news stories, right? Basically, you know, video. I have a TV station. I wouldn't have a TV station before. But I tend to think that that's a pretty limited use. And You can still call people. You can still text people. You don't need social media as a real benefit in your life. And it, the time it takes. Or so at least that it can take. David, thanks so much for the update. 629 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, depending. What was the thing that I was going to say? We're talking about social media. Got me thinking about scrolling. What was the thing that I saw about young Americans are doom spending? Like, they think the world is going to be worse. They think the world is going to be terrible and economically unstable. And so their answer is to spend more, to feel good about themselves, to buy a little happiness now because, oh, my God, the sky is falling. Apparently, that's a thing. That's not a good loop, by the way. That's Dave Ramsey would not endorse that particular loop. If you're worried that the world is going to wind up in a bad situation, you want to prepare for that. Don't try to pay off the future pain by putting yourself in more economic woe in advance of it. But there's also this other thing of, you know, you want kids to, and people in general, to plan for the future and to plan and be wise economically, and they're not doing that. As we talk about Cyber Monday, the time when everybody behaves super rationally and only makes purchases that are wise, thought out, and premeditated.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. President Biden's son Hunter says he'll never take it for granted being pardoned by his father ahead of sentencing this month. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer.
Hunter was convicted earlier this year of federal gun and tax crimes. The move contradicts the president's repeated promises not to use his executive power to pardon his son or commute his sentence. The pardon covers offenses spanning a decade from 2014 to 2024.
That's meant to stop the Trump administration from launching a new prosecution. Rebels advance in Syria.
This swift surprise offensive is a huge embarrassment for Syria's president and also comes at a time when his allies, Iran, Hezbollah, and Russia, are already preoccupied with their own conflicts.
Fox's Stephanie Bennett. The Coast Guard is looking for five people reported missing from a 50-foot fishing boat capsized off Alaska. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. Right now we've got a chilly start to our morning. It is 38 degrees here in Pensacola. Well, after recovering two bodies from a missing boat over the weekend, the Coast Guard has now suspended its search for a 7-year-old boy that was also on board the Mardi Ann. Officials say that boat was last seen in Pelican Bay shrimping. Crews located a debris field and two bodies over the weekend. The boaters identified as 40-year-old Sims middle school teacher Michael Slezak and 69-year-old Sam Woolley. Officials say they believe the search may need to move to the west towards Mississippi if it does resume. Deputies in Santa Rosa County are investigating a shooting. This happened on Sid Hayes Road Saturday. Deputies responded to a disturbance there. They say they found one victim with a gunshot wound. That victim is reportedly in stable condition with non-life-threatening injuries. Investigators say they are working to identify a suspect in this case. But if you have any information, contact the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office or you can call Crime Stoppers if you would like to remain anonymous. Well, parking at the Pensacola Airport filled up for the busy travel season already, despite the newly paved 400-space lot that opened to the public just last week. The airport says they were at 99% capacity last week, and that's with all of the available lots. Some of those spaces, though, are probably starting to open up now as people are returning from their holiday trips. The airport is asking people, though, to plan ahead here throughout the rest of the holiday season and arrive early to find parking if they're flying out. Mayor D.C. Reeves is giving the third annual State of the City address this week. That'll be Thursday at the Sanger Theater. A 51-year-old man has been arrested after an armed robbery at a convenience store in Mary Esther on Saturday. Okaloosa County deputies responded to the All-American Quick Stop that afternoon. A clerk had reported a man entered the store and held a knife to their throat while demanding money. The suspect fled the scene with an undisclosed amount of cash. Surveillance footage showed the suspect's vehicle, which was located at the later that day in Fort Walton Beach. Deputies say they identified that suspect as David Michael Stevens. He was arrested after a foot chase and is now charged with armed robbery and other felonies. Stevens is being held with no bond at the Okaloosa County Jail. Venezuelans in South Florida calling for regime change in their home country. A rally was held in Doral yesterday to protest President Nicolas Maduro. Similar protests were held in about 100 cities all around the world. Those taking part want the International Criminal Court to issue an arrest warrant for Maduro for crimes against humanity. Maduro is accused of having political opponents arrested, treating them inhumanely, and denying them due process. Seeing some reaction from Senator Rick Scott after President Biden's pardon of his son Hunter. Scott said yesterday he can understand the desire to make life better for your children and grandchildren, but he says a president cannot put that desire above the requirement to ensure all Americans are held to the same standards under the law. Scott wrote on X that it was Biden's duty and obligation, but said he failed and has deepened the distrust Americans feel towards government. 635 at News Radio 92.3, John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility and great pay and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today. That's progressive.com/careers. No accidents to let you know about right now. It looks like I-10, I-110 are flowing very smoothly. Still dealing with that traffic light that has an issue right now. The left turn signal is malfunctioning at University Parkway and East 9 Mile Road. So just be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 weather forecast with Brooke Richardson.
It is a very chilly start to the day with temperatures in the 30s, warming up as you head into the afternoon, high near 64 degrees with some sunny skies. Overnight tonight, dropping back into the 30s, 39 degrees as you wake up Tuesday morning. For Tuesday, plenty of sunshine with a high near 57, and Tuesday night temperatures dropping near 42. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now, we have 38 degrees reported in Pensacola. We've got 41 degrees in Gulf Breeze and 33 in Milton. Our next news at 7 o'clock. We've got breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Treasury yields were higher this morning as investors awaited labor and manufacturing economic data this week. The yield on the 10-year Treasury rose by 2 basis points to 4.21%. Workers at 9 Volkswagen plants across Germany will strike for several hours today. The demonstrations, which could escalate into unlimited strikes if a deal is not struck in the next round of wage negotiations, will put a dent in Volkswagen's output at a time when the carmaker is already facing declining deliveries and plunging profits. Some Costco eggs sold under the Kirkland Signature brand are being recalled due to the risk of salmonella. The FDA said no illnesses related to the eggs have been reported. The eggs were sold in Alabama, Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Tennessee. Futures are slightly lower. Friday, the Dow Industrials gained 188. The NASDAQ gained 157. That's Your Money Now.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
The holidays mean more travel, more shopping, and more personal info in more places that could expose you more to identity theft. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second. If your identity's stolen, their U.S.-based restoration specialists will fix it guaranteed or your money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or financial losses alone. Get more holiday fun and less holiday worry with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year with promo code CLAY. Visit LifeLock.com. Terms apply.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Pep Talk, the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Stephen Schmidt is here, and of course many of you know that he is also here representing Georgetown Technical College.
Georgetown Technical College over there on Longleaf Drive.
Pep Talk, mornings after Andrew McKay.
It's time for a talk about some Sonny's Barbecue. We got Ellen Scott here in the studio looking pretty sunny.
It's the Always Sunny Show. It's perfect intro, you know.
Pep Talk, mornings 9 till 11, News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
As I raise my hand to broadcast my objection, as your latest triumph draws the final straw.
There comes the black smoke. Throttle's advancing. Once he goes into burner, that brown smoke will disappear. Right about now, we're into burner, and here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bone!
Second clip of the B1 passing because it set off all the car alarms in the parking lot. That's my favorite. You say, why would you be playing that randomly out of nowhere? Oh, no reason, just because we're going to talk to Greg Merck. Greg is a retired major in the Air Force, and he was a bone driver, B1 pilot, about 20 years in the military. He now is he's a candidate for Congress. This is now going to be his third try at winning that seat. He did run for state representative, but ran twice against Matt Gaetz for Congress, and now is in the race again. He is a CEO of Independent Media, Next Gen USA, and also a portfolio manager. And Greg, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Yeah, Andrew, it's good to be with you. Thank you. Good morning.
You're right. Hey, look, I figure you probably didn't get to hear that an awful lot because you were inside flying it, but does it bring back memories?
Oh, yeah. We could hear it inside, but yeah.
Nice.
And I've got the hearing loss to prove it.
I believe it. Do you miss those days?
I sure do. Yeah, I sure do. And I'll tell you, the mission of the B-1 has even expanded since I retired in 2011. It's a beautiful aircraft, and it's good to see that its life is extended.
It's for those of us who grew up watching like the B-52s flying up over northern Michigan and stuff, like, it's just when you see a B-1 fly, it's so sick. It's such an enormous plane. If people haven't seen it in real life, you know, they're used to watching these F-18s and F-16s and things like, oh, okay, you know, a bomber. Oh my God. No, it is a massive plane. And to see it sweep those wings and anyway, it's very cool. Okay. So this is, again, this is going to be your third try at Congress, but of course the field is substantially different now because we don't have an incumbent running, that you're challenging. Why do you want to be in Congress? Why have you run? Why are you willing to run for a third time?
Well, always run because of the issues. Now, I always knew that Matt was an exceptional candidate, very difficult to beat. But, you know, sometimes it's about advancing ideas. But that said, the field is wide open. And as you know, my military background, we live in the most military district in the country. I probably have the most diverse and dynamic military career of anybody that's ever run for this office. And when you look at our military, the recruitment is way down. Woke policies are dividing our military. And frankly, turning people off of joining the military, whether you talk about transgenders, gay pride celebrations, None of this is making us stronger. Our enemies don't fear us. Instead, they're laughing at us. So we need to rebuild and reorganize our military. We need to invest in new weapon systems, not in climate change initiatives. And my intent is to make real changes on the military and armed services end of it. But even more important, our economy really is skating on thin ice. Now, regardless of what the pundits on television will see, I've got a background in finance. I understand markets. I understand the bond markets, the fundamentals of economics. I can tell you that this economy is skating on thin ice. We're running massive deficits, multi-trillion dollars. We're $36 trillion in debt. We're going to be $50 trillion in debt by the time Trump leaves office if we do not change things. The interest will be $2.5 trillion in 4 years. This is simply unsustainable. We're spending over $1 trillion today just to pay the interest. Now, when you put that in perspective, we're adding $1 trillion to the national debt every 100 days. It took us 200 years to go $2 trillion in debt. 1986, America was $2 trillion in debt. We now add $2 trillion in 200 days. This is simply unsustainable. We can't continue to do this. I have a plan. I'm not just about platitudes. I have real specific policies that can really, truly advance Donald Trump's MAGA agenda and usher in a real golden age of prosperity.
So when you think about that, you know, there's a lot of candidates who run on fiscal responsibility, reining in the debt. That certainly is going to put you at odds with the incoming president, but it also puts you at odds with kind of the history of this discussion, right? People say they're going to, they get in there and it just doesn't happen. There doesn't seem to be any real political will to make it happen. I completely agree with you. The debt is out of control. The deficit is out of control. The policies in Washington are crazy. But how do you actually make that happen since so many other people have tried and failed?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, you know, in 2022, I actually ran on returning to a pre-COVID budget. That, coincidentally, erases about $2 trillion from the current budget. That's what Elon Musk and Vivek want to do. So, you know, I kind of disagree with Trump's position because he's got the Department of Governmental Efficiency, and not that that's a policy making, but it's an idea. It's to put forth initiatives. So he does have a desire to cut to gut the debt. And there are ways. You know, you got to have ideas. You can't just say cut the deficit. You have to have real ideas. We budget Medicare, which we could call open-ended budgeting. If we disaggregated, we could save $1.4 trillion in the next 10 years. We could repeal things like the Davis-Bacon Act, which adds about $50 to $75 billion a year in unnecessary costs for government contracting. We need to save Social Security. I have an idea to do that. It's by phasing in personal retirement accounts. We need to address the Medicare deficits that we have. And simply, it can't be done. We have the way. There are plenty of ways to do it. What we need is the will. And I believe that bold ideas sell. In that it's all about selling your ideas. And with the Department of Government Efficiency, the will is there in the budget, in the Trump administration. We just need to make sure we get the will in Congress.
No, point taken, by the way, about DOGE. That's fair. I more go on what he did in his first administration in terms of debt spending. But no, fair point about seeming, at least on that slice, to be interested in reform. We'll come back to this in just a second. We're talking to Greg Merk. He is a candidate for Congressional District 1, which right now, by my count, has 6 active participants. We'll come back to Greg in just a second. John has traffic on the 5s. John?
No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. Coming back to Greg Merk as a candidate from Congressional District 1. Greg, you said something interesting, and I want to – it seems like there's a tension between two things, and I want to give you a chance to explain. On the one hand, you said – we need to invest in new weapon systems. We have invested pretty heavily in things like the Zumwalt class, which was a boondoggle, although we're now turning it to hypersonic platform. The F-35, which is a maybe not. We had the F-22 anyway. That's on the one hand, okay? But on the other hand, you've got the DOGE, right? You've got Elon Musk coming in saying things like the F-35 are a waste. We need to invest in drone technology, which is going to be much less expensive. How do you reconcile your desire to advance military technology with what seems to be at least one part of Trump's administration, which seems to want to curtail military investment?
Well, I'll tell you, a lot of the waste in our military is going to climate initiatives. We're spending billions of dollars converting bases and going green in the military. This is a huge mistake. So we need to just straight out dissect all of those initiatives out of our defense budget, which is nearing $1 trillion, and use that money instead to invest in things like, we need to bring the F-22. The F-22 gives us air supremacy. And we cut back on the F-22 and added F-35s in that. I believe that needs to be reversed. We've got the new B-21 coming out online. We need to upgrade our missile, part of the triad in our land-based nuclear weapons. All of these things can be done very easily by cutting out all the green energy initiatives that are sucking billions of dollars out of defense budgets. So that's definitely able to be done. But there are so many ways in government, so many areas that can be cut. You just have to get into the budget and you have to line by line start looking at these things. And there's just massive pork in there. I've looked at it. I've read it. I've got a plan myself. We can literally reduce the size of government kind of half. But just look at these these cabinet positions. I ran on 2022 on eliminating the Department of Education. That's what they're talking about right now. And frankly, we really only need a handful of cabinet positions. Obviously, state, treasury, defense, we need the Department of Justice and VA. And, the rest of them we could kind of combine in a Department of Domestic Affairs, whether it's HUD, HHS, or energy, all these. We don't need all these separate bureaucracies. And at the very least, we need to take them out of Washington and spread that wealth around the country instead of concentrating it in Washington, where we know these people have a long history of usurping their authority and squandering U.S. tax dollars.
I think it was it Kash Patel maybe was the one who said, close down the FBI buildings and just put those people out in the field working working cases. There's something very appealing about that. Switching gears just a little bit to the kind of the political analysis of this particular race. As we all know, the field was huge. And then you had, obviously Jimmy Patronis got in and or hasn't even maybe officially gotten in yet. But of course, President Trump has endorsed him, even to the point where Tom Homan rescinded his endorsement of Gene Valentino and got on board with Trump in endorsing Jimmy Patronis. That forced Michelle Salzman to get out of the race, although several others have stayed in, including yourself and Joel Rubman and Jeff Witt and some others. But why do you think you can win against a huge bankroll and name recognition and the endorsement of the incoming president?
Well, first of all, I don't know how critical Trump's endorsement of it is. I think as people get to know who Patronis is, I mean, this is a guy who's going to use Florida tax dollars to fund allegedly to fund his lawfare and his legal defenses, which I was one of the first in early 2017 to call out the weaponization of the government against Donald Trump. So nobody's more sensitive to that than me. But to use tax dollars from the state of Florida, from Florida residents, to pay for that, I think it's a huge mistake. But, more important, it goes to the credibility of the individual. Politics, this is why Americans despise politicians. They're always more than willing to use American tax dollars to ingratiate themselves, to enrich themselves, or to advance their political career. Now, everybody knows he was eyeing the governorship. All right, so what a way to curry favor with President Trump, who would then give him the endorsement for governor should he decide to run. Well, he got an early Christmas present. He got the endorsement for the seat. But I think if the people of Northwest Florida that ought to pick their representative, and they better pick a representative that not only understands the part of the large economy here, which is our military presence, but understands the fundamentals of the economics and financial markets, somebody who knows what needs to be done beyond the platitudes, but specific policies and plans to get this country out of its fiscal hole.
Last thing for you as we wrap up, we're talking to Greg Murphy as a candidate for Congressional District 1. Greg, give me your 30 seconds. You've said a lot already, but, give me your 30 seconds. Why you?
Well, we, as everybody knows, that the economy is not what they're telling us what it is. We need real reforms in Washington. And when you talk about securing the border, I'm a firm believer in by cutting off all the gravy, all the money. They're coming here for free stuff. I've been all around the world. I understand and know why people come to America. We're the wealthiest nation in America. But if you want to stay the wealthiest nation, we better keep our fiscal house in order. And we need to reform government. We need massive, massive cuts in spending. And if we do not do that, then Trump is not going to be able to make America great. It's going to be the responsibility of Congress, get our fiscal house in order, and we can make it happen.
Greg Murphy is, again, a retired major United States Air Force, a B-1 pilot, and now a financial analyst and a media company owner. Greg, thank you so much for running. I always appreciate when people run for office. I just think it's good to have choices. So thank you for running. Thank you for your service. And best of luck in the primary coming up in a little over, not quite 2 months.
Well, thanks for having me, Andrew. If people can go to votemerk.com and they can support my campaign, that's votemerk.com.
You bet, sir. Thank you so much. 6:53 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hi, I'm Chad Pico with Affiliated Insurance. Are you missing out? 9 million people are now eligible for low-cost health insurance, for some much lower. 4 out of 5 people pay $10 or less a month. Didn't qualify for assistance in the past year? You may now. Some people even qualify for plans as low as $0 a month. Why not you? Call 850-477-5840 to schedule an appointment with your Florida Blue agent today.
Policies have limitations. Health insurance from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, Inc., DBA, Florida Blue.
Visit Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze for custom engraving and unique gifts. Specializing in creating extraordinary keepsakes, their expert engravers bring your vision to life with elegant monograms, personalized messages, and logos. Whether it's custom drinkware, engraved glassware, or home decor, each piece is crafted with attention to detail for any occasion. Perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, or corporate gifts, Prim and Proper ensures your gift will leave a lasting impression. Stop by their Gulf Breeze location or visit them online at primandproper.com.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Oh, you think darkness is your ally? You merely adopted the dark. I was born in it.
I was born in it. 6:55 on it's Bane. It's Bane from Batman Returns. John has got our traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 are actually flowing smoothly, not seeing any delays to let you know about. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Sorry, not Batman Returns. Dark Knight Rises. Whatever. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, the Supreme Court is hearing two big cases this week that could have an impact on teenagers and their families. Today, the court hearing arguments over the FDA rejecting the sale of flavored tobacco products. Then on Wednesday, the court will examine whether Tennessee's ban on transgender treatment for minors is a violation of the 14th Amendment's Equal Protection Clause. Adobe Analytics is out with their estimates on Black Friday shopping, and they say that U.S. shoppers spent about $10.8 billion online Black Friday. They say that's up around 10% from last year, and they're saying that today for Cyber Monday, they are estimating upwards of $13 billion could be spent, but not on books because Costco is not going to be selling books anymore. They've announced that they're going to be pulling books from most of their stores starting in January.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. David, do you ever get an earworm stuck in your head? Music that you just can't, you know, like that 3 seconds of music looping in your head all the time, like Vine Still Lives?
Right, yeah, I get music in this.
I know at this time
yeah.
of year it happens, especially with Christmas music, where, you
it
know,
just plays over
the radio
and over
stations
again.
Keep defecting from the good side over to the dark side, and it's very frustrating because if you like to listen to music in the car, you kind of... it's got to go somewhere else, right? Okay. I have a solution for you for the earworm. There's actually a YouTube video, which you don't have to watch the video. You can just listen to it, but it's still the same thing. They claim that this is an earworm disruption. John, do you ever have this problem where songs get stuck in your head again and again?
Of course I do.
I had
yes.
Man in the Wilderness off of Grand Illusion over the weekend for whatever reason was stuck in my head by Styx. Like, just looping, looping, looping. Why that song? Why? I mean, I love it, but still, why that song? So the theory is that if you can create enough short contrasting sounds, it's like it messes your music memory up enough that it stops remembering that song and just goes back to default and is empty for a while. Okay? So I don't know if this works exactly or not, but I thought it was very interesting. This is your palate cleanser earworm eraser sound, okay? That's squishing the earworm.
We've got a problem. Now I don't remember my name.
Okay. So
it worked too well.
It's actually Russian propaganda. We're now all the Manchurian candidate, and as long as we don't pull the Queen of Hearts, we'll be okay. Oh no, the Queen of Hearts! Now I must go kill my father-in-law.
Listen on air.